Sadi Beis and Beis, we're up to the Gemara. The Gemara was still the story of my of Dura. Give me 1 second. Sadi Beis and Beis. The Amar Biyachman. Here we go. It's the first word line. How do you like that? The first word line.
Great.
Okay. I need 1 second of Gemara because I need dots. My Gemara has a Heksha from the Badats. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You know that. Special hush from the Badats. Understand why I said that? You understand why I said that? The Badats, you got it?
Badats, yeah, I got it.
The Badats. Right. Grab them over here. The over here says...
Amar Rabbi Yochan.
Rabbi Yochan Amar. No. Yeah. Rabbi Yochan Amar, what did you say? What did you say?
There's also, there's two of them.
Rabbi Yochan says.
No,
it's not the same two as Sadaf is coming.
Elu Mesim Shebikas
Duda. It's not the same Sadaf. Rabbi Yochan says, Elu Mesim Shebikas Duda. These are the Mesim Shebikas Duda. Because of Rabbi Yochan, what was the Mesim Shebikas Duda? Rabbi Yochan, Minahar Eishal Ad Rabas. Bikas is the name of a place. In the river of Eishal. Until Rabas, these are the names of locations. It's called the Bikas, the Valley of Dura. What is the Mice of Bikas Dura? And for the Gemara, Shabashosh Shehegle Nevuchadnezzar Horosha Es Yisrael, when Nevuchadnezzar Roshi exiled the Jewish people in time of the Bayis Rishon, Ha Yibchem Bachudim, they were young men, Shayim Meganin Es Hacham B'Yofyon. They were so beautiful, they were so handsome, they were so exquisitely beautiful, they would put to shame the sun in their beauty. Royu Castillos, Royu Son, and the Goyish girls, when they would be marched into Gaulis, the non-Jewish women would see them, the Shofar Zavois, and the Taiva to be with them was so great, it caused them to have an emission.
Dam Ziva,
that's how you see from this over here, Mordechai Yisrael, is that Dam Ziva, you see an incredible Chiddush that you would otherwise never know this, you learn Chumash a million times, that the Makor of Dam Ziva by Nisha comes from Taiva. It comes from licentiousness. That's where it comes from. You're starting thinking Ziva. That's where it comes from. Taiva is from Ish. Amru Labalein, they said, so they told their husbands that we want to be with them. We want to divorce you. We'd rather be with these men than be with you. So the Ulabalein Lamelech, the king said that the husbands were very upset that the wives wanted to go after these boys and abandon them. So the husband said to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, Tziva HaMelech V'Haragum, so the king commanded they should be put to death. So these people, they died because of their beauty. V'adayin HaYushayfa Zavus, they would go and look at the dead bodies. The women would go look at the dead bodies, and they would look at the exquisite beauty of the dead bodies, and they would be Molei Taiva. So Tziva HaMelech Urmasum, so then the Nebuchadnezzar gave the queen, they should be trampled, that they should be disfigured, that the women will have nothing to look upon. That's what happened to the people in Bikas Dura. What an incredible tragedy. The Yoifi, obviously, was the Yoifi of the Chitzanias, and the Pnimis, the Yoifi of Ruchnias. And look what happened. Tanabonon, the Mordechai hest upon him. Tanabonon, the Shah.
See, the Melech Uramasim, yeah.
So the king came, the Vukhanetsky belong and said they should be put to death, they should be trembling, they should be disfigured. Vaita. And these are the people that according to this
Gemara.
These are the people that according to the Gemara, that the Cheskel, they were the dry bones, which the Cheskel brought back to life. Vaita. Tanabonon, the Shah, Shahipul, the Vukhanetsky, the Shah, Shahanam, the Shah, the Shah, the The Gemara thing is said at the same time when they were put into the fire, Hananya and Mishael Vazaria was the moment in time when Eli Chesler went and was in the
fire.
When these people, when these people came alive, Bo at Samos. Now what would be at Samos? So the Mepharshim said the Samos. The Mepharshim learned is that Nebuchadnezzar had utensils that were made from bones. And when he began to take a l'chaim to drink, it was made from this very exquisite golo, it was made a very exquisite type of utensil made from bones. And those bones, when he take, were also relatives, were also from the Bnei Ephraim, or from the people, wherever they were, the Machos Limo, from the people, the same relatives, people that were doing the Chiyas HaMesim, some of those people turned into bones that were used for the utensil of Nebuchadnezzar. So when he took a l'chaim, the cup shook, because the bones, all of these bones were not coming to life. So it doesn't say that the bones of these people came to life, but at least because there was an awakening of life, the utensil that Nebuchadnezzar put in his mouth shook, and he got all the wine spilled over his royal garments. So he was very upset. So Amar, so he said, Mativan Shalelu, what is going on here? How come when I pick up my cup, my goblet to drink, my goblet, all of the wine spills all over my beautiful garments? So Amulo, they told them, Chavrehen shel elu mechayim, they told him, Chavrehen shel elu mechayim mesim bebikas dura. We took these bones from Bikas Dura to make for you this goblet. And you should know, the bones that we did not take out in the valley have come to life. So this was a way to bring to awareness, they didn't have in those days technology, a way to bring to awareness that there is Trias HaMesim is taking place. They figured out that it's the same bones. So Pasach V'Yemusun Nebuchadnezzar, when he realized this, he made the following statement. He began to sing Shira to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasach V'Yamar Asohi Hashem, your signs Kemo Rav Revin, they are incredibly great. How great are they? Uvisim Hoishi, your wonders Kemo Sakifin, how mighty they are. Malchusei Malchus Olam, your kingdom is a kingdom forever. Vishol Tonei Imdor Vador, and your authority, your rulership extends from one generation to the next. So Nebuchadnezzar Harosha was able to see the greatness of the Baruch Hu. Now what is happening with you? It's timing. This is the key. So in life, everything in life is about timing, and the fact that the Tchias HaMesim took place exactly the moment when he put them into the Kivshan O'esh. So what is the significance of this? So I don't know. I don't really know. But obviously something very deep over the Gemara is telling us really three things happening over here at the same moment in time. That the Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah being cast into the Kivshan O'esh in order to show, and they were Moser Nefesh, to show that they believe in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Rebbeinu of the Zara. And that same moment in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that schus of Mimgala, the Kavod Shemayim, was an awakening of Tchias HaMesim, even for the lowest of the low. Even the people who made the biggest mistakes in life, like the Bnei Ephraim, who left Kuwait and Agolas early, or like the people that denied Tchias HaMesim, or like the people of Bnei Dura, Bikas Dura, these people now came to life at the time when Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah was Mekadei Shem Shamayim Bifar Hesia. So what is the Yisoid? Never underestimate what your Kavod Shemayim can do for the world. What you do is something very simple. Three people, look at what happened. The whole world shook because of what they did. So Rabbi Yitzchak, and at this moment in time, Nebuchadnezzar, he sang Shira. He gave out the ultimate, the trigger, the whole sequence of events. He began to sing Shira. At that moment in time, along came the Malach, and they poured down his throat. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak Zov Rasech L'sach Piv Shal Oysa Rasha. May molten gold be poured down the throat of this Rasha. Notice a woman, this very straightforward, a woman's high, what did they pour down the throat? They poured down more lead.
Molten
they poured in lead. And what is the Bug Marv saying? We should pour down his throat gold. What's shot gold? Because Taka is saying beautiful things. So it's Taka's throat is gold. But he doesn't deserve to say such beautiful things because he's a Rasha. Therefore, it's not fair that he should be Zerch to sing Shira. Shalmole Leibo Malacha Musotra, if the Malacha can give him a frask on his face. Bikesh Legales Kol Shiras Visush Bechoish Amar David Vesever Tillim. They would have put in, they would have put in Cherim, they would have put in Gniza. Then saw in the entire Sefer Tehillim, because the Shiras and the Tishbachas that were uttered by Nebuchadnezzar at this moment in time was so powerful, was so beautiful, so eloquent, was so incredible. David HaMelech's Tehillim was nothing in comparison. And therefore, that's why the Malach had to come prevent Nebuchadnezzar from singing Shira in order not to put to shame David HaMelech. Halacha l'maisa, what do we say? We sing the Shiras of David. Why? What's the Maila? Even though David's Shiras is not as eloquent as Nebuchadnezzar, yet they came through Yisurim. They came through suffering. Most of David's life was from suffering. And Shira that comes even in the matziv of suffering is infinitely greater than the most eloquent, beautiful Shiras v'Tishbachos that come to a person that never suffered a day in his life like Nebuchadnezzar.
How was he rewarded for these things?
He wasn't rewarded. He doesn't deserve to be rewarded.
Why not?
Why? That's these.
He took three steps, the famous three steps.
So that's why he was zechah to go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But that he got his reward in this world. But Nebuchadnezzar is a Rasha, Merusha. He killed millions of Jews. He tortured. He brought the Golas. He did Lahachis. And therefore, it's like Paro. Paro is like Chabed Hashem, a slave Paro. Why? What about the Pura Chavshis? He doesn't deserve it.
The Vizadron came.
There was six miracles happened that day. On the day when the Hananiah, Mishael Azari was thrown to Kivshan O'esh, six miracles happened that day. Number one is, Bilin, Sofa Kivshan, the furnace. The furnace floated in mid-air so that everyone can see that the tzaddikim inside the furnace are not being burnt. It was like online. It was streamed live.
Viral.
Online together with the playoffs. Everyone saw what was going on. that the miracle, because otherwise, how would people know about the miracle that happens? It's happening in a private location. How is the world to know the miracle is happening, that they're not being burned in the Kivshan or Esh? A miracle happened that the Kivshan was elevated to the sky. Everyone can see that the tzaddikim were not being burnt in the Kivshan or Esh. Number two, v'nifratz ha-Kivshan. The Kivshan, the miracle was the Kivshan burst open. It collapsed at the end. Number three, v'humak sudoi, and the foundation melted. Number four, v'nepach tselem al panav, Nebuchadnezzar erected a massive statue that was 60 amos tall, which is like 120 feet according to the Chazon Ish. The whole world can see it's like a 10-story building. They can see it, and his idol collapsed on that day.
Who's
on
his idol?
The idol. He made a statue like he was obsessed. He was mamish obsessed with him. Saddam Hussein was obsessed with Nebuchadnezzar. He compared himself over and over to Nebuchadnezzar. He studied him. He didn't really like him, and he made for himself statues all over the entire Iraq, like Nebuchadnezzar. V'nishrifu arba malchios, and on that day, four kings were burnt. These four kings, the Rambam and the Dalmachius of Bavel, Parsomoda, Yavon, and Edom, four of eight, there were really eight kings that were present on that day. Four of those kings were burnt on that day.
Who burnt them?
A miracle happened. The Kivshan of fire came forth from the Kivshan, and burnt these four kings. They died a miraculous death.
Maybe they were nearby.
They were at a safe distance, and yet a fire came forth miraculously and burnt them. V'hechya Yecheskel es amesim, number six, on that day, and the sixth miracle, that day was the day when Yecheskel, he brought back to life the Atzama Saivesha. So this was a major event in world history, the day when the Nebuchadnezzar threw into the Kivshan Oesh, Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah, and they were Moshe Nefesh, to show that they're not going to bow down to an idol. Six incredible miracles happened on that day. Next. Now the Gemara goes to the Bukula Gemara. Now how do we know this? Who told you? Who told you that the Kivshan went into the Shemayim? Who told you the Kivshan melted? Who told you that the fire? Who told you that it collapsed? Four of the six things is tradition. Tradition, we don't have any proof. We know it, none other than Ish Mipi Ish, all the way back to the time of the Melch Gemara. The Arba, the last two, the fact that the four kings were killed, the Ferish Pasik, the Arba, Malchuyos Kura, the fact that four kings died from the fire was a Pasik. Well, that's what's the Pasik? Here the Gemara quotes the Pasik. The Pasik over here tells him that Nebuchadnezzar, he sent for eight kings. It was like the G8. What's called the G6, the G8. So the G8 is where they have the eight world leaders came to this to convention to witness the burning of Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah. Who were they? Nebuchadnezzar, Malchus Shlach, he sent Lemichnash. That's number one. Number two, Li'achashtar Penaya. Number three, Signaya. Number four, Ufachavosa. Number five, Adar Goz Rayo. Number six, Gidov Rayo. The Sovraya is number seven, and Tiftoye, number eight. Okay, eight representatives of the entire world were present when they were thrown into the furnace. The Chol Shultoinei Medinasa, in addition to all of the other governors, all of the leaders, all of the Democrats and Republicans were present to watch what's going to happen. And what happens is the pasuk Isai Guvrin Yehudoin. He says they saw Isai, these Guvrin Yehudoin, and they saw that these Jewish people, these three Jewish people, nothing is happening to them. Uchsev says the pasuk Umiskanshin, and then what happened? The next pasuk says that four of these eight Umiskanshin, they gathered. Achash dar penaya, number two signaya, number three upacha vosa, and number five is vehadovre. Okay, those are only four of malka. Chazin leguvray ilain, and the pasuk goes on to say, and the fire came forth and burnt them. A fire came forth and burnt them. On the side of Yigmar in Oisnun, it says they saw ilain didi lo shav nurun begesh de. Gesh Nahoin, Usarishan Lo His Horach, Visar Velon Lord Shoy Recha, Venu Lo Asibahoin. And then what happened? Puzzle goes on to say, and then the fire went forth and burnt them up.
Seems like these were the ones who threw Hanan them into the furnace,
They put them in, and these four, they threw them in. They're the ones who actually they were destroyed. The Pasuk goes on to say they were burnt. So therefore, we have over here six miracles. Four is tradition, and two is known to us from the Beferish Pasuk. What about the sixth? Four is tradition, and number six is what's going on over here? We have Shish Nisim Nasu Yom. Okay, And the Gemara says four of the Arab Malchus, the four kings are apart. Kula Gemara, no, five. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Five of the six is tradition, not four, five. And number six is a perusha pasuk. Next Gemara, very important Gemara. Turn to the Gemara. Shmuel Leos Ben Yaakov. Afilu b'shas hasakana lo yishan adam esatzme min harabonus. Shalom. Even a person in the time of death, a person should maintain his dignity even when he is sakon. Here means when he's being put to death. How do we know this? Shenemar beidayin at that time guvrayi ilain kifisu b'sar bo lehoin. They were taken. They were bound in their tunics, in their kapotas, in their cloaks. Pashtehoin v'char b'losoin, different types of clothing. They were thrown into the furnace when they were wearing their Shabbos finest, the best clothing on Shabbos. Yavtak gedoli yidar, they say of Shimon Schwab, zecher tzadik levracha, when he was in the Holocaust during time when he was running away in Germany, he slept in his clothing because he says he knew any moment it could happen to him on a whim, they would come to take him and hang him up in the street. And he wanted to die, mamish from kaim this gemara, afilu b'shas sakana, he wanted to go al kiddush Hashem in a state of dignity. In the state of dignity. And this gemara is mamish to the Evan Pina of what Rav Chana Wasserman told the Talmidim when they were taken out to be killed in the forest. He told them, we're now korbanos. We have to be matar our kavana. They died in the ultimate state of dignity, and that's what it says here in this gemara. A person should never lose his kvod to adam. The honor of man has to be with him even at the moment of kiddush shem shemayim. Isn't it an amazing gemara? It's an amazing gemara. Vayda. Turn on the next one. The movie says, "I'm a biyachman." Gidoyim tzadikim yosim malachim sharis. Tzadikim are greater than malachim. Shnemar onei v'omar ho anocha zeisoy nebuchadnezzar. He raised up his voice and he said, "Look what I see. I see in the kivshon. I see four creatures, three people and one malach. Ho onei v'omar ho anocha zei guvern arboin. I see four men. Sharyon mahalchon begoy nura." I see that they're sharyon, meaning that they remain alive, and not only that, they're walking in the fire. V'chaval lo isai behoin, and chaval means and the chavala wound is not coming upon them. V'revei di the image, the appearance, the revi'ah of number four, dame lebar elokin, looks like a malach. So it says over here that there were four creatures. Three were human beings, and the fourth one was Gavriel. Gavriel was the Sar on Esh. And the Sar on Esh was the one who went into the fire from burning the three tzaddikim. So Gavriel is the Malach, and he's there to protect them from the fire, because he is the master on fire, and he's there as well. So what is the Raya? How do you see that they're greater? How do you see they're greater? Because over here Rashi says, the proof is order. Who goes first? Since in this pasuk it says in the Nebuchadnezzar, he took note that there were three creatures, and he put the malach at the end, that indicates the malach in his eyes was not as choshev as the three people. So you see that tzaddikim, well, obviously Nebuchadnezzar at this moment in time had giluim, like Bilam, because he was saying Shira. He sang Shira that would have put to shame the Shiras v'sheshbachas of David HaMelech. So obviously the things that Nebuchadnezzar said at this moment in time were very, very important, very significant. Nebuchadnezzar was not a simple person. He wasn't just a bloodthirsty, he was a bloodthirsty person, but obviously what he represented obviously is very significant. The fact that the Gemara quotes him as a source for many Yisoides and Yadus. They went and they spit on the Jewish people, they smacked them, and they said, how could it possibly be that you worship idols and through your sins you caused the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed and you go into exile? Look what kind of Ribbono Shel Olam you worship. They saw the Gilui Hashem. How could you be so foolish to abandon your Ribbono Shel Olam and do averos and cause the Churban when you have such a Ribbono Shel Olam? We don't have anything like this. We have nothing. And look what you have. And you go and you waste your time watching a guy take a piece of wood and hit a ball over a fence. This is what you waste your time on. You're able to learn the Torah Kedoshah. And this is what you do over here. You sit the whole day on a smartphone here.
That's what you do over here.
They
bow down to the tzelem.
Not the korban. I'm just wondering where you got
this from. Okay, right, fine, right. So basically, the whole idea. Yeah. How can you be so full shofet go bow down? I will zor. I have such a rebunch of omlochem yeshchem lokav kozev yatem shach matzelem. The yod right away. Over here says paschal yamul. So therefore, this. They said you right Hashem lecho Hashem hatzedaka. We deserve what we got. The lanu baisha saponim kayoim hazeh. So now you know that when you see the nusach every single day, twice. Can't wait already until Monday. Oh, Monday tachnon. Can't wait already. A whole month without tachnon. Man, shchalashin.
Down by Rabbi Khan.
There's no. What do you mean?
Rabbi Khan.
The tachnon. I don't daven
Rabbi Khan.
I go to Chaim Berlin. I daven there.
Say it by yourself. Say it privately at
the time. It's not the minhag makom. Over here, I talk to say every day. I say tachnov. Your davening is over. Over here, the only
tifish minutes.
You know, over here, after davening is over.
I'm saying, I don't know. You're saying you don't want to say it.
Well, because there is the here. It's different. I think there's a difference.
Okay.
Can't wait, mamish chalish. Can't wait. You know.
That's how I feel the whole day about the daf yomi at night. Can't wait to get back to the daf yomi.
Oh, tachnov.
Can you wait for?
Especially Monday and Thursday.
Weit
Oma, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmid, Rabbi Yochanan, Meidach Siva Marti, is new Gemara now. So after we say this pasuk in davening, you understand what it means now. What it means over here is that we're so foolish. We have such a ribbono shel olam that can do for us mamish, mois, oisas, and moifsim, and we're so foolish to do such stupid things. This is what the pasuk over here means. The Chosham Asak,
when I was born. For a bowl of lentil soup, of Adoshim.
Vaita, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmid, Rabbi Yochanan, Meidach Siva, Amarti, I said, Ele b'samar, I will go up, Hashem is speaking, I will go up, somewhere I'll go up the palm tree, the lulav, and Echazah b'san sinav, I will hold on to the sanzi of the branches. And what does that mean exactly? What's the drasha? Amarati, ele b'samar, elu Yisrael. Hashem said, I'm going to go up the entire tree. I'm going to climb a tree, I'll go all the way up. But, elu Yisrael, v'achshav lo'ola b'yadi, ele sansan echad shal chanani, but now Hashem, I'm not going up the tree. The tree doesn't, I'm only going to get one branch in my hand. What's the one branch? Only three people from the Gans Klali's show were Oymed bin Nesoyim and did not bow down to the Tzelem, Hananya, Mishal Vazaria, and V'achshav Lo'ola B'yodi Ella San Echad, one little branch, Shel Hananya, Mishal Vazaria. V'yom Yoch, Namaydach Sev, Ro'isi Halayla, V'inei Ish Rechev Al Sus, Odoim. I looked into this passage in Yeshaya, and Yeshaya is saying in the name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. No, not Yeshaya, I'm sorry, in Zechariah. I saw a man riding on a red horse. And he's sitting between the myrtles. Asher bin mitzvah, the swampy land. What is this supposed to be in the mai? Hashem is speaking, and Hashem says, I wanted to destroy the entire world, to make the world back the way it was into darkness. On a red horse. So that's what it means. It means Adoim, red. And what does it mean to be sus? I don't know what it means sus. Kevon shenistakel b'chanan yishav yazayim niskor d'ayte, Hashem was relaxed. Shnemar v'oimed bein hadasim asher b'mitzula v'yadasim lo tzadikim. Shnemar v'hiyo minas hadasa, he raised hadasa, which is Esther, bein mitzula ela b'bavel, mitzula swampy land is Babel. This parasha is all about Babel. Shnemar v'oimed v'atzula charvi, those who say to the tzula charvi, v'naharosayich oivish, refers to Babel. This pasuk talks about that Haravi, Hashem is, I'm going to destroy Babel. Babel will one day be destroyed. And Babel is the tzul, it's a swampy land. And Hashem says that your rivers, I will cause them to dry up. Fine. So therefore, this passage is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that point in time, Hashem wanted to destroy the entire world. And the only reason why we survived was because of the schus of Hananya, Mishael, V'Azaria. Oh, what about the promise? Sechol Li'Avraham. There's many times in history, there are no guarantees for nothing. There are no guarantees for nothing. I met my grandfather told me, and my mother told me, my grandfather, that he right before World War II, before the Holocaust, my grandfather went to one of the biggest Gedolim Shel my father. I don't know who it was, one of the biggest Gedolim, and it was right before Purim, and this person was white. This Gedolim was a mamash, a kodesh retar, I don't remember who it was. He was white. So my grandfather said to him, what are you so upset? Probably the beginning of the Holocaust, probably 1930, World War II, 1939, 38. 37, maybe he was right there, 40, 41, 42, whenever it was. It was during the years of the world, I don't know the details, I don't remember, my mother's not here to ask her, And so his face was mamish white. He was right as it was Purim. And he said to him, "Why are you so upset? Look at the Yiddishkeit. Can it be the Rebbeinu Shlalom is going to abandon us? Cannot be." So he said to him, he banged with his full koyach on the table, and he said, the Gadol. He was white, and he said, it says in the Megillah, "Lahashmid laharogula abedis kol hayuhudim minar v'yadzokin tafin noshem v'yemechad." It was a gzera, the gans klal Yisrael to be destroyed, and it's only in the zuchus of leich kinoises kol hayuhudim. All the brachos and all the schutz and the ganser to is garnish from garnish. There's no guarantees. No guarantees. If it's not going to be a lech k'nois kol ha'yudim, it's going to be a churban. And I don't see the lech k'nois kol ha'yudim happening. And therefore, it's a pachat. That's what he told my grandmother. He was very shaken up. He was very shaken up when he heard that. Vaita. Miyad right away, milagis. Miyad right away, milayim ha'rogis. Milayim ha'rogis. So therefore, Miyarayim Malayim Roiges Nasim Silukin VeAdumim Nasu Labanim. So right away, the Roiges, Hashem's anger, like the Baruch when he saw that the tzadikim, Hananya Mishal VaZarya, so became Silukin VeAdumim Nasu Labanim. All of the anger became Silukin. What does Silukin mean? It became white. What does it say in your parish? I don't remember what it says over here. What does it mean over here? What is it? You have a parish from the art scroll. Sirukim Rashi says Tzvuim. The Miyad. Let me go look what it says over here. Gimel Miyad. Okay, so right away it says over here, Hadassah. Miyad, who I guess has susim ha'adumim hamramzim alkas nasim silukim tzvuim, became colored. What does it mean colored? In the parish it says in the bottom, hayayvetz perishu gavon odom cholosh. The red became a lighter red, a light red. So it was not so severe, tzvuim. And then what was adumim, what was red became white. Nasu l'olam l'gami, in the zechus of the tzadik of Kamei Shavu Azari, Kamei Shavu Azari, he was mevatel the gezer. Okay, vayit amrav yipavish ma'amino susyo chivoda ma'ale l'chelma. The fact of it that the horse was originally red, and now the whole horse turned white. A white horse. This is a Christian thing. You know this thing about a white horse? You know what it's all about, a white horse? I don't know why Yidden also into this thing. It's not a Jewish thing. This is the Greek, Greek stuff. Susyo chivoda ma'ale l'chelma. If you see in your dreams a white horse, it is a fulfillment of this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mahapech, the midas hadin, the midas harachamim. Good. So tonight you go home and you dream about a white horse. Rabbanon lehecha azul. For the Gemara discussion, Rabbanon lehecha azul. Where did the Rabbanon? Who the Rabbanon? Hananya Mishal Azariah. What happened to them? They were the subject of this awesome miracle. They were thrown into the Kifshan Oesh and nothing happened to them. So where did they go when the whole episode was over? The Gemara Amrav Ba'ayin Horo Mesu. Here's the story. They lived to die the next day. Right? There's an expression, live to die another day. They lived to die the next day. They only survived one day, so they should die the next day because of Ayin Horo. They became subject of this to the Ayin Horo. Rishon Lishmol says, Tavu, they were humiliated. They died, but because they spit on them, they hit them, they were humiliated, they spit on them, is because you have such a great God and you worship idols. You worship idols. So the people spit, they were humiliated, therefore whatever that means, it means maybe they died also. Whatever it means. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Olu Li Eretz Yisrael, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they got married, So there are three-way machlokes, what became of Hananya, Mishael Vazar, you always see that in history, what became of this person? What became of these people? People always look back and know what they did. It was very important in certain life. What they took out of this event that changed the world history. What became of them? That's a very important thing. We hear the Gemara is very tragic. According to the first Mandem, they died. Second says they beroik tavim. Third Mandem says they led productive lives. They went to Eretz Yisrael min Aliyah and they got married. They had children and they lived happily ever after.
Certain people, for that Hashem saved them for the Holocaust. Look at the damage they did afterwards.
What?
Have certain people that Hashem saved from the Holocaust.
Yeah, what happened to them afterwards?
Like George Soros.
They became self-hating Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
They went to the Yachar, and some people the Pumbakar. Exactly. So no one knows. Yeah. No one understands. No one knows. Hashem's ways are mysterious. Kitanoi.
Rabbi Lezoimer, Ba'ayin Hora Meis Machlis Amulichis, they died in Ayin Mahara. Rabbi Shulaimer, Baroik Tavu, they died in humiliation. V'achacham, the Mashpum Pakeret. Either they died here, wow. They elevated him on a pedestal. The Mamish was topic of a conversation. Wow, what are they were the guest speakers wherever they went. And that's where they died. I know. Some say, you dirty Jew. This is a guy, and this is how you. And the third person says, no, they were average people. They went there to Shul. He was the Kohen Gadol in the time of the Bayis Sheni. He was the first Kohen Gadol of the Bayis Sheni. And it's you, Vireecha, your friends. Who are the friends of Yeshua Kohen Gadol? Hayeshim lefanecha, ki anshe meifes heima. Your friends are wondrous people. They are people who survived the great miracle. They survived the fire, the furnace of Nebuchadnezzar. So therefore you see a clear raya in this pasuk that they indeed they lived, they got married, and they were companions to Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Ezo heim anoshim. Who are the noshim? Shenasla Mephis. To whom Mephis? Have you oimer Zechananya Mishal Azariah? Now the words Vanil Hechel Hechel Oslo. What became of Daniel? What became of the Helico Daniel Ish Chamudas? Amrav lemichra nahara rabba to go purchase lemichra nahara rabba b'tveria. Now, what does that mean? Look in Rashi. Rashi says bahar lemichra nahara b'tura bahar. Why b'tveria? What does that mean exactly? I don't know. I don't remember. Even though I've appeared this only a few minutes ago, lemichra nahara look to dig. He went to be in charge of digging a new river. What does that mean? He was commissioned, he was appointed to be an ambassador in New Zealand. The President of the United States appointed him, Nebuchadnezzar, you be the ambassador to the United States in New Zealand. What do we care about New Zealand? In Czechoslovakia, in Zimbabwe. That's what we're saying over here. Nothing like it's very insignificant, right? Shmuel says Lasuye Bizra de Aspasta. He went on an exposition to bring Zera Shal Esef Shumachal Behema Shloch Nebuchadnezzar Hachi Hakimlu. He went on a mission to bring seed to buy rice in China. Okay, we need rice in China. We need what we can do with the rice in America. Eichel good. The rice in China. So Nebuchadnezzar sent him on a mission. He wasted his time by sending him to go buy rice in China. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lasui chazirei de Alexandria shalom mitzrayim." He went to buy pigs. A Yiddish lunch. That's an eisik that chazirim. Is that what Daniel should be eisiking to go buy pigs in Mitzrayim? There are two prohibitions over here. Number one, you're not allowed to deal with the Dovah Tameh. Number two, you're not allowed to go back to Egypt. So he's very severe. Rabbi Yochanan over here is saying, "Gefer luchazach." He's saying, "Something over here that after this whole mitzvah, we were subject to this great miracle." Daniel, Ish Chamudos, Nebuchadnezzar sent him to do two averos, to go back to the place that he's not allowed to go back to, and to be oisik in the profession that a yid is not allowed to be oisik, and not allowed to be oisik in a dover tame. What's pshat? It's a pella. Mamish pilutloim. What's going on with the bar? Three opinions. To go dig a river, to go bring seed from a faraway country, or to go and bring pigs from Egypt. In effect, the more really, is this first the more is challenging the reality? Can it possibly be that you're allowed to, no one's allowed to bring out a pig from Egypt? Because Egypt has a monopoly. And therefore, no one's allowed to bring out pigs. Imi, but says, V'atabu l'braisa todos haroifei omar, ein poro v'chazira, a poro and a chazir, Yoitza Melexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Shaina Chayfskin Chayim Shalok, Shain, they cut out, they have now, they don't want to go and reproduce it. They cut out the uterus of the pig, Shalah, Beshvil Shaloy Taylate. So the Gemara says, he did this illegally. So a third Aveira.
Smuggled.
Not unethical what he did. Not only did he do Oisik in the Parnassah that's not for a Yiddish mention, not only did he go back to the place he had to go back to, his occupation was the Parnassah, the whole essence of the Parnassah. If he gets caught, it's the Chilul Hashem. It's an illegal Parnassah. Zutre Aitse below Datayu. Unethical conduct in business. Halfway of a fella, what is going on here tomorrow? Dvar Ma'im de Beruma Shalayla. Tanabanan, Shalayla Hayu. Where is my cover card? I want people over there. Wait a minute. It's not even working? Don't tell me it's not working. We're going to have to start the Gemara all over again.
Wait a minute, what happened over here? No one's listening anyway. Wait a minute, what happened to my tape recorder over here? Did everything I said, all the chiddushim, are not going to be recorded? No, it's going. It's still going. See that? Hashem is still listening. Also fine. Weiter.
Tana bar shlesha.
Tarabon. Shlesha hoi b'yos eita. There were three people. The Daniel was not present at the time when Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah were thrown into the Kibbutz Shnesh. Why not? Why not? Where was he? He went away. Why precisely at this moment in time was he dismissed from the scene, from the location of where all of the activity was happening? Shloisha hayu b'yosis. There were three forces that sent him away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem had his reason. V'Daniel, Daniel himself decided on his own, it's not good for me to be around now. And Unavuchanetzah, the Gemara explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Nezel Daniel Mihacha Deloy Lemu B'Schusei Isnatzol. Hashem said, I do not want Daniel to be present when it's miracle. I know what's going to happen. Hashem knows the future. He knew that Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah are going to be Moser Nefesh, to Dal Kiddush Hashem. Hashem did not want Daniel to be present because we were going to say that it was in the Zuchus of Daniel that the miracle happened. Memeila HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent away Daniel in order to bring forth the light of Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah. So Mamish are dwelling the floor, and because sometimes you had Tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the Tzaddik to leave. So why did Hashem cause Tzaddik to leave? Whether it means to leave this world to go somewhere else, because Baruch Hu, he wants the or, he wants to bring out the light of someone else. Vaita, for Daniel Omar himself, he said, it's not good, I need to stick around over here, Omar. Because it should not be fulfilled in me, their idol shall be burnt in fire. What does that mean over Rashi explains over here? The Nebuchadnezzar aso aloka. Nebuchadnezzar made Daniel into a god. He bowed down to him. When he interpreted the dream, Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to him. He said that Daniel is, he threw him to a den of lions, not the dream. When he threw him into the Goyv Shel Aroyos. Oh, you were there. You were there.
So,
because I don't know. I guess they were not that same Madrega. So that Daniel felt that he will not survive. Daniel felt that if they throw me into the fire, I'm not going to survive. You know, I'm not going to survive. I'm not a tzaddik. Why am I not a tzaddik? Because I have been worshipped as an idol. I did not make a macha. When the Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to me, I did not make a sufficient macha. Memela, I have the status as a god, as a pesel. Memela, when they throw me into the Kivshan Ho'esh, it will be fulfilled in me. Pesile Elohim Tisrifun Ba'esh. I am alone in Avodah Zarah, and I deserve to be burnt in fire. So Memela, he says, I don't want that to happen to me. I don't have to go. I'll run away. I should not be part of this problem. And Hashem said, Pum Fakert. Hashem said, Daniel, you're such a tzaddik, never in the world would I let you die in the fire. And the Adrabba, you're such a tzaddik, they're going to say the only reason why everyone survived is because of you. So you see, Mamish, Nikotze El Kotze, the mindset of man against Hashem. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nikotze El Kotze. The Rebbe Shalom says, you're such a great tzaddik, they're going to think everything is because of you. And Daniel says, I'm such a great Rasha, I'm going to be the first one to be burnt in the fire. You see how far this is Daniel. We're not dealing over here with the real deal over here. Right? Nebuchadnezzar also said it's not a good idea that Daniel should be around over here. Yezel Daniel miyachad lolemu lekale leelokay benura. So people should not say that I burnt their god in fire. In other words, Daniel indeed was the god to some degree of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar did not want his reputation to be tarnished, that he participated in any illegal activity with the Russians. So he sent him away. I should have no shaykhis to this whole episode. So people should not say that I went and I burnt my god in fire, being that indeed I did bow down to Daniel. People should not say that I burnt my god in fire. So there were three different forces in play causing Daniel to leave
to leave this location. He should not be present when Nebuchadnezzar gave the command that everyone should bow down to him. Hashem said out. Daniel himself said it's a good idea, I should get out of here. And Nebuchadnezzar also sent him away. He sent him to Zimbabwe to build the bridge. Okay, so this is what, this is two different things in the Gemara, he was not around. Right. How could you know that Nebuchadnezzar bowed down to Daniel? It's a very pasuk. It says Bei Dayin, then. Bei Dayin means then. Malchut Nebuchadnezzar nefal al anpo, he fell down on his face. Uli Daniel segid, and he bowed down to Daniel. Right. Karma Hashem tzvakas geishol al alacha ben koloya. So says Hashem to Acha ben Koloya ve'el Tzidkiyah ben Maaseya. These hanidu lachem b'shmi la'shaker. These were Nevi'ei Sheker. These two individuals who were living at the time of Zechariah, the same mamash this point in time, and they were called short Achav and Tzidkiyah. Not to be confused with Tzidkiyah Melech, which was a generation before. He was a Melech. The Pasuk does not say nice things about him. Okay, the Pasuk does not hold him to be a tzaddik, to be a good, to be such a great king. He was a problematic king. He rebelled against Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah told him surrender. If Tzidkiyahu would have listened to Yirmiyah, then there would never have been a Churban, and we would have been living now in Yerushalayim. Mashiach would have come long ago. Tzidkiyahu was responsible for the Churban because he did not listen to the Navi. The Navi told him that when Nebuchadnezzar comes, surrender. And Tzidkiyahu said, I can't go against public opinion. The polls tell me that I should not surrender. If the polls tell me not to surrender, I do what it says in the polls. I don't do what you tell me, what the Navi says to do. And therefore he did not surrender, and that's why the Churban happened. So there, that's what Tzidkiyahu is called. It's called an evil man in the eyes of Chazal, even the Pasuk also. This is a different Tzidkiyah. They were such rishon, they were burnt to a crisp. And when they died, people, they said when they wanted to curse their fellow man, they would say, it should happen to you like what happened to Achav and Tzidkiyah. Yisimcha Hashem, may Hashem make this person ki Tzidkiyahu uche Achav, like Tzidkiyahu, referring to Tzidkiyah ben Keloya, Tzidkiyah ben Maaseya, and uche Achav ben Koloya. Asher kolam melech bal ba'ish, they were burnt to a crisp in the fire by Nebuchadnezzar. Now, Asher sarfam does not seem the pasuk sarfam to be burnt. El asher kolam, which means they turned into dust. The fire was so intense they turned mamish into dust. Now, what exactly is the ma'isa? The toasted kernels of grain. They were toasted. Is that a good or bad? What does Rashi say? They were toasted. Shibolim hamuvhavim ba'esh. They were toasted. Okay, Yan. Why? Asher also nevola b'Yisrael. But it seems like that it's worse. If they were being burnt, it would appear to you that there would be a quicker death. The fact they were toasted has an implication that they were tortured. They were tortured. Yan asher also nevola b'Yisrael v'yan because they did a nevola b'Yisrael v'yan afuas nishereim and they commit adultery with the wives of their friends. Now, what exactly did they do? My avod. All the people they have to have an astick with. All the people they had to have an astick with the daughter of the Nebuchadnezzar. This is very
strange.
An astick. Astick is a lush knocking for you know what. For all the people, there are not enough women in the world, right? Not enough women in the world. They have to go bedafka to the daughter of the Nebuchadnezzar to go make trouble. So what happened? Achav now, in this, what did he want? They said that I had a prophecy. Each one wanted to be nichshol, do an aver with this woman for whatever reason. But if they're going to tell her, come do an aver with me, they're going to say, you're a hypocrite. Hypocrite. You go, you're a holy man, you tell me to do an aver. So what are they going to do? They're going to say, I have a prophecy. Hashem told me, came to me in Nevuah, told me to do this. So she'll say, you know, Gebedava. How could Hashem tell you to do this? You can have pleasure. And you know, Gebedava. So they came with the Gvaldiga Eitza. They were partners in crime. Each one told her that Hashem came to them in Nevuah,
the
other one should have an Asik with her. That's what they came up with. Azul legabe beratid v'chanetzar achav amaloh, achav said to her, Koyim Hashem, hishonei el Tzidkiyah. Listen to Tzidkiyah. Go to him. V'tzidkiyah amar, Koyim Hashem, hishonei el achav. Go to achav. Right? So, azala, so she went, v'amar ulei, lavua, it's like the two people are sitting in front of Macy's, and there's a yid, a yidala,
and there's a guy dressed up as Santa Claus collecting stock next to each other, and everyone is giving to Santa Claus, and no one's giving a penny to the guy with the beard and pace. Yeah, no one's giving. So the Froom guy passes by and says, you know, I don't think it's the best thing for you to collect in front of Macy's. You should maybe go to Bar Park, Williamsburg. So he goes and he points to Santa Claus and he says, Yanko, you hear? This guy is telling us how to make parnasa. You get it?
Yep.
Gewaltig, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So each one tells the other. So Azla v'armu leilavu amala elokehem shel elu sinizimu. So the daughter, she told her from the Vuchanet side that look what's going on with these two prophets of the Jews. They're coming to me. They're telling me to do an aveiru each with each other. How so? So the Vuchanet said, can't be. Can't be. I know. I studied Judaism. And I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is sinizima. So therefore Nebuchadnezzar said to his daughter, the next time they come to you with this message, send them to me. When they came, who told you this? Amar. So what did they say? They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, so Nebuchadnezzar said, but only last week I threw into the fire of HaKananim Shavi Azariah She'el Tinu. I asked them. They were still alive, obviously. We learned they died right away, but they didn't die yet. The Amar Li Osir, they told me no such thing. No such thing as doing an Aver. Amar Lihu Ananami Nivye Kavasayhu. Why believe us? Why believe them more than us? They're prophets. We're also prophets. Lidutu Lidutu Amar Lihu Lididan Amalan. Amar Lihu Anabaino De Ev De Kinu Kihiri Div Dak. If you indeed tell me that you are tzaddikim like Hananiah Mishael Azariah, you are equal prophets, so I'm going to throw you into the furnace just like I threw them, and we'll see if you come out alive. So we're going to the ultimate test. Amar lehu inun tolasa haru vanan today. No, it's not going to work. We will eat tzaddikim, but they are three, we are two, and when you have three tzaddikim, then it's more potent, the righteousness, therefore we're not going to survive. So Amar lehu, I have a solution. Becharu lechoin man debo esu behadaychu. Fine, so I'll take another tzaddik. In order to make it three, we'll take, pick anyone you want, you choose. Zebor loyachad, zebor loyachad. Isn't it amazing that we're able to decide on one person, two yidin? We're able to decide on a third person, that this is mamish or maifes. This is the biggest maifes, that two yidin are able to decide who's the biggest tzaddik in the generation. Unbelievable. Right? Amaru. So they said, Yoshua koin gadol. They both agree that Yeshua, Kohen Gadol, is the biggest tzaddik. He's going to come with us into the fire, and he's going to save us. Savri leisa Yeshua the nifish zuchusei. They figured that he has a very big zuchus. Umagno, Allah, he will protect us. So indeed, as ach teyu, they went. They brought him down. They went. They sent out a team to Eretz Yisrael. That's where he was. They took him down. They forced him to come down to Bavel. Inu iklu. They put all three in the furnace, and these two achav and Tzidkiah were burnt like they were toasted like a kernel of grain, and Yoshua Kohen Gadol Icharuche Mone, and he survived, but his clothing was scorched,
singed.
Shenemar Vayareini As Yeshua Kohen Gadol Omer Lefnei Yizchar Sivu Meinu Hashem Hosiv Yema Hashem Al Satan Yigavu Hashatan. Hashem says to Satan, Yigar, I provoke you. Don't shepa mid Zachariah. Yodano Ditzadikat Ella. Ellis was defined. Therefore, he survived. So Amalek, so when he came out alive, so now it was proven that Hananiah, that Achav and Tzidkiah were make-believe people, Rishayim, they died, and Yeshua survived. But even though Yeshua survived, his clothing was singed. So Nebuchadnezzar said, how come your clothing was singed, and Hananiah, Mishael Azariah, their clothing were not singed? Ahanya bach purta denura. Why did the smell of fire affect you? So they answered, "Where's Hananya? Mishael Azariah lo yahanya buklal. I'm lay inu tolasa halav anu achad." They were three, and the zechus harabim, the zechus of the three people together was potent in order that no fire at all. I'm only one. I was with Rishayim. Amalei b'chol Avraham yachid habaravim was a Avraham Avinu was a yachid. Only one person. He was sort of the kivshan oish, and nothing happened to Avraham Avinu at all. Hasam lo habu shemahadei. Oh. By Avraham Avinu, he was all alone. Male, nothing on that Ramavinu. Velo isi hev shus lenura. Male, the fire has no permission. Hacha havur shoyim bahadai. I was with two shoyim. And male, isi hev shus lenura. And the permission was given to the fire. Hayim diyam adami inshe trei ude yabishe. If you have two pieces of dry wood, the chadrativa. I have one wet piece of wood. Oikdon yabishe liritiva. The dry will cause the wet to become burnt as well. In other words, the here I'm affected. I was affected by the evil company I was in, and that's why my clothing was singed, and there and that happened. So my time at Yamish, why did he have to suffer this indignity of being dragged down like a fugitive from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and be put into a fire, and his clothing was singed? It went down in record, all of these things. Why? Because his children did not do proper shidduchim, and he did not make a macha.
You see from here
over here is that parents have to be involved in the shidduchim of their children. Children should not go on their own, do whatever they want. They have to listen to their parents. I asked a woman, what taka you zoicha to have such good children, all that such gevalt shidduchim, such on the spot. I listened to my parents. Came time to get married, my parents told me who to marry, and I wasn't so interested, but that's what my parents wanted. I listened, and that's why I was zeicha to have what I have today. That's what she told me, this one, very holy woman. Shenemar, v'yoshua ha'yolavush begodim tzoyim. He was wearing clothing which had tzoyim, that refers to that he had tzchatoyim. Hidarko shal yeshua l'dalavush begodim tzoyim. Does Yeshua call God, does he wear clothing that's not clean? Aryeh, wake up. Wake up, we're doing shidduchim over here. You have to wake up, this is very important. You have to wake up over here, we're doing the Hilal Gemara over here. Elam lam and shayi banam naisim nashim shem agunas, lichahuna. And the male of Lalicha did not make a macha. The male, therefore, that's why he was called wearing begadim tzayim. Vaita. Amar vitam, chodash, abibu, barak, abibu, tzipare, madalsim, shesha. Now, one thing, about six. We're talking about now, by the way, so where you come out of here, there were three people, mahalachamai, you have to know this Gemara. There are three people on record who went, there are one, two, three, four, five people on record who went to a fire in Tanakh and came out alive. Who are they? Avraham Avinu. Number two, Hananya Mishael Azariah. And number five, one, two, three, four, and number five is Yoshua Kohen Gadol.
Five who came out alive.
Came out alive. Who did not come out alive? Haran. What?
Well, Haran. Yes.
Haran. Haran did not come out alive.
Achav and Cheskiel.
But they were Shan. They don't count. They don't count. Haran was not necessarily a Rasha. Haran was the first person. He was the first person that died al Kiddush Hashem. He said it. Avram. He saw that Avram Avinu went to the fire. He came out alive. I also went to the fire. He didn't come out alive, but he went to the fire. He went to the fire. L'shem Shemayim. He went to the fire to some degree. That's why from Haran, who comes from Haran, Mashiach. Light from Light comes Mashiach. Mashiach comes from the first person. Comes direct from the first person that died al Kiddush Hashem. The Eresh, the person who died, Kiddush Hashem, was Haran. The male of whom comes Mashiach. Right. These six pieces of barley, this refers to Rus. Now we're talking about Mashiach. See, we're going back in circles. Now, once we mentioned the three of the people, now we mentioned who did survive. Now we focus on who did not survive. Haran. But look what came from him. Rus, Hamoaviyah. Rus, Hamoaviyah. She was given by Boaz six pieces of barley. Sheish hasa'idim nahayil nasali. And he told him, here are six barley. Give this to your shviga. Give this to the mother and the shviga. Give the shviga, give her coat. So she comes to us here. Boaz gave this to you. Six pieces of barley. What did my sheish hasa'idim? Ilay ma sheish ma'amish vidarkash. Boaz did the matam sheish ha'amish. You give a person here. I need some money. Here, six barley corns. Give it to your mother-in-law. That's what you do over here. Ella sheish in six measures. Here, take six bundles. The chidarka shall ish a little sheish. So you go and carry. How is she going to carry six bundles on her back? Ella, first answer. Indeed, he gave her six little kernels of grain of barley. El remez ramaz la shasidin shisha bonim lot seis men. You're going to have six kindalach that are going to be the gedolei hadar. Each one of your six children are going to be blessed with six unique brachas. Isn't this amazing? 36. Six times six. You have six, and each one's going to have six. 36 brachas. 36 brachas. How many stigmas are there in this world? We'll listen to this in the Gemara. How many stigmas will the world survive on? Lamid vav tzadikim. Where do the Lamed Vav Tzedikim come? It comes from this Gemara. Remez Ramaz La Shasidim Shisha Banim Lotzeis Mimeno Shemesparchim B'Shei Sheish Bachas. This and this is the Kiyum Olam. This is the Mashiach from which the Olam is waiting for the Mashiach to come. The Gansfeld is waiting for this moment in time, all built on the Brach of Rus, who comes back from Light, who comes from Haran, who died, who went into the Kivshan Ha'esh. He died al Kiddush Hashem. Weiter. Who are they? The Elohein, David, Umashiach, Daniel Ish Chamudos. He's the one that brought us. He was the leadership that got us to Galus. Daniel, you know how powerful Daniel is. The Machus of Daniel is. He is the dogma of the Manik. The first manik of Golus. The first manik of Golus was Daniel Ish Chamudos. There was Yirmiyah, there was Yecheskel, he was a Navi, but after the Golus got into motion, who was the one that was the manik Hador? Daniel. He is the dogma Mais of Asim for all of the Doris to have a person to be a manik to get us through Golus. That's like a Mashiach also. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishal, Azariah. They jumped in the fire. They made a Roshim. They totally destabilized the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. When the Ganser world saw that Nebuchadnezzar is a garnish, that Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah is not going to bow down to the Melech, to this person, and they survived, the whole world shook. The world was makir. No matter what government is in place, whether it's Russia, United States, or Chavis, the EU, garnish, the only one that's really in charge is Ribbono Shel Olam. How do we know there were six people? How do we know that each of the six now, the 36 Sadiq and the 36, how do we know this? This refers to Doik Adami. Doik Adami told Shaul that there's a person out there that has six blessings. Who is this person? David HaMelech. David, that will be you, that will replace you. This refers to Doik Adami. Doik Adami was a very troubled person. He was jealous. He was very jealous of David. He saw David was successful and he was unable to match his success, so he spoke Lashon Hara. What kind of Lashon Hara? The worst type of Lashon Hara is where you praise someone to someone who doesn't want to hear his praises. There's Lashon Hara when you tell a person, he's a good for nothing, he's an Oisarf. And then when there's a person, you tell someone, oh, this guy, he is unbelievable. Unbelievable, like you never saw. He gives a sheer. You tell, like, people say all the time. You say a sheer. You think what you say is good? This shear is unbelievable, filled with jealousy, right? So this is the worst of Lashon Hara, and he told this to Shaul. He neiru isi ben, I saw a child liyishai beis halachmi. This individual is unbelievable. He's better than you, Shaul. He's yodeh nagin. He knows how to sing. You are tone deaf. The gibor chayil. He's a strong man. The ish milchama. Unavoin, Anustava, understands things. The Ish Toyar is beautiful, and Vashem Imai. And the more directions, each one of these six expressions. He only said this to make Shaul jealous. Yodea Nagin, this unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara is Yodea Nagin, so Yodea Lishoel. You know how to ask. Know this Gemara over here is the Yisoid of Pesach. You can remember this little Seder? The Lel Seder is the Kan Habein Shoyel. The Lahus of Lel Seder is She'ela Utshuva. It's question. What is the Mahus of asking a question? It's Negina. It's a Nigun. It's a song. You know how to sing. You know how to sing. The whole Mahus of Pesach, you say Hallel. Hallel Lel Pesach. They go hand in hand. Yodea Nagen means Sheyodea Lishoel. The Gemara directions that these two things are totally zebezeh. Singing is the Mahus of singing means you know how to ask questions. Why is that so? That requires Be'er, but at least the key of the core words over here. Gibor Sheyodea Lahoshev. You know how to answer. You know how to respond. What also means is Zeo Gibor Sheyodea Lishoel. You know restraint. You can control yourself. You can control the Yetzirah. Ish Milchama Sheyodea Lisa Velitin B'Milchamta Shel Torah. Ish Toyar, beautiful. Shemar Parim Halacha means you're able to show Chidushim, the Machadish. Novin Dover, Shemavin Dabjot Dover. Vashem Imoy, Shalach Kamais Bechomakam, Bechulu Amalu Yonasan Yamalu, Yonasan Nikamo. Unbelievable Gemara. Bechol Adam Mekane, Chutz Mibinoy. Shaul didn't have any of these things. He wasn't like David. But he's not jealous. You know, I'm not jealous because my children are just as good. Those are the Malchus of life. sinus a billion times over, 100 times, a billion times over, is that children, my whole nachas in life is my children, they're better than me, and they have all the milas. The mela, I have sipa kanefesh in this world. So all of these things that Shaul did not have, but his son had. So he says, I'm not jealous, I don't care. I'm not going to be here around this world anyway for very long. My children got it, so I got it. But when it came to number six, Yonasan did not have number six. But came in the Yamar Laiv Hashem Imoi. That the halach is Imoi. Milsa Dibide Nami Loi Havabe. That Yishol himself was not a Baal Halacha. He was not Asuke Shmait Salib Hilchasa. Chalash Daite. Doik succeeded in speaking the worst time of Lashon Hara. He made him jealous. Vikani Beni was jealous. The Mishol
said that the fact that his son Yonasan didn't have it wouldn't
he was not. Yonasan did not have the my love of halacha kimoisa b'chol makan. The Rishol said v'chol asher yifne yashia yashia means he was unsuccessful. The David said v'chol asher yifne yatzliach. He was successful. Alif v'chasam.
Good point.